what happens when the angry, frightened, well-financed mob gets to make laws? Well, there's evidence that there's a rise in hate crimes. I find it appalling, really, when something that's unconstitutional becomes law because the majority, however ignorant or racist or homophobic they are, get to decide for the minority. Should we also let the people decide by initiative what kind of free speech we have, or privacy rights, or unusual punishment, like depending on your last name? Just this year, there were over 7,000 crimes against gays and lesbians, brutal acts like dismembering and decapitation of the 19-year-old George Stephen Lopez Mercado in Puerto Rico. Police detective Rodrigo Rodriguez said of the crime, "This act should be a warning to gay people who lead this type of lifestyle that this will happen." Even though President Obama has signed into law hate crimes legislation, it does not provide equal protection for gay folk. It's post-mortem. What's needed are federal laws protecting everyone's 14th Amendment. By legalizing gay marriage in all 50 states, we establish that, and it serves as a positive reinforcement of normalcy, acceptance, and tolerance. I see parallel in the lives of immigrants, especially when it comes to the ugly rhetoric around health care or amnesty for undocumented workers and their families. This kind of language in the halls of Congress and political campaigns leads to one thing: hate and crimes associated with hate, like the vicious beating and killing of Ecuadorian immigrant Marcelo Lucero by 7 white men in Patchogue, Long Island last year. White men just looking for a Latino to beat. I mean, aren't we all immigrants? How many of these nasty bigots spouting love of country are actually Native Americans? Where does this arrogance come from? Perhaps it stems from the notion that one is superior to others, based on the fear that one is truly inferior. What else could explain this extremist behavior? You don't see the fundamentalist right wing getting homicidal over the Wall Street bailout or escalation of troops into the abyss that is Afghanistan. And we're talking trillions of our dollars and thousands of our sons' and daughters' lives. But provide humanitarian care to poor workers and their families, or broadcast 2 men kissing on the American Music Awards and the shiz hits the fan. Many believe the hatred of homosexuality is rooted in the rejection of one's own self, one's own body, and or the secret longings and inexplicable attractions one experiences. Let's shed some light here. We're talking about human beings, not sexual orientation, not nationality. It's time to go to the root of this madness and violence. We can't really enforce hate crime laws until we address hate itself. It's time we introduce love legislation, love training, love education, tolerance initiatives. Because it all comes down to love and acceptance of each other, and perhaps even more important, loving yourself. Because if you love, respect, care for, admire, and understand yourself, you would do no harm, because you understand that harming another is a crime against you, and you are the victim. And as Michael Franti says, no sister's worth less than any brother, no life's worth less than any other. Equal in the eyes of God, Yahweh, Allah, Goddess, and under God's love and laws, not man's. If we are wise and willing to love ourselves, our own bodies, then in essence we can understand and accept homosexuality. It's a natural thing. Just try it. Wrap your arms around yourself and give yourself a big hug and see how good you feel. Spread that good feeling around. Take the initiative. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. And thanks for being a tolerant and inclusive community. No.